Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. I am Tom, alcoholic.
Good morning.
This podcast is also brought to you by The Nook, 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, located in Painter's Mill, just off of Cave Neck Road. They supply me with all of my coffee. Delicious, amazing. Great place. Check it out. So, day after Thanksgiving. I'm grumpy. I just was telling my mother-in-law, I'm edgy this morning. Not sure. I know why. I mean, I don't know why, but I know why. Something's not going my way. I just haven't quite figured it out. Could be everything. The whole day. I guess, you know, maybe I have to work. I have Sam with me this morning. I'm just edgy. Testy. Oh, maybe we can work it out right now. I was listening. I actually did not listen to the podcast the other day, but I was thinking about it. I feel like I kind of chewed out my uncle a little bit. That's not really what this podcast is about. Attacking people. It's my own issues. But I thought about it. I'm like, why would you, you know, why would you do that? Why would you get a little upset about that? And I think probably, and it's funny because I think that relationship with that side of my family has always made me really think about it. And it's, I think what it comes down to is just maybe not being good enough. Just not being good enough to be accepted. I think that's always something that I have struggled with. No reason. Perfectly fine. You know. Maybe that's my problem. I'm perfectly fine. I have no complaints. But for some reason, just have never felt like I was good enough. And maybe that, you know, when the obvious, you know, your uncle or family or something like that should love you for whoever you are, right? But that just didn't really happen. I mean, listen, we've always got along. It's been fine. I think, you know, the passing of my mom and just a lot of stuff that's been going on took me out of my element for a bit. But the reality is it's been pretty good. But it's always been, I've always felt like just this adopted kid, never good enough. Gets to me, I guess. It's weird. Has nothing to do with drinking, really. Absolutely has nothing to do with drinking. I don't drink. So, I apologize. I apologize to, I don't know. I just don't want to become that guy. This podcast is not about calling out people, pointing out shit I don't like. It's not the platform. It's not what it's about. It's about my life after I got sober and how easy it's supposed to be and how continuously difficult it seems to be. It's about being an alcoholic and blaming all my problems on my drinking and my shortcomings on my drinking and my lack of career and relationship and all that because I drank. And the fact is I don't drink and some of these problems still show up. That's what this podcast is about. How many out there are, you know, testy, stressed out? The other thing that aggravates me this morning is that, you know, this whole pandemic and, you know, these rules that we're having to follow as far as seeing family and, you know, this is a big spreader event and yada-da-da-da-da. And this morning on my way to work, I'm driving by and the outlets are freaking packed with people. I think that's the shit that really gets me annoyed. I mean, what's the difference if you have 15 people at your house having dinner, and I'm always saying this because it's over. The day's gone, right? It's over. I'm not starting a revolution, a turkey revolution. I'm just saying. What's the difference between having 10 people at your house and putting 100 people in line for some fucking discount Gucci pants? Part of me feels like that's our whole problem. Our desire to have more stuff. Everything must be better, faster, quicker, easier. This constant desire to be good enough through stuff. Clothes and shoes and more cars and beach houses and the expectations. I don't know. It's weird. It is very strange.
Trouble, oh, trouble, set me free. I have seen your face, and it's too much for me today. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away, and there's nothing much left of me.
I think I am going to read the Daily Reflections right now because I feel like I'm about to spew a bunch of nonsense and I need to pull it in. Pull it together. Maybe we can get some guidance. November 27th. So listen, I'm just letting you guys listen. I mean, this is the kind of shit that I deal with on a daily basis. I think we all do, is trying to figure out what has got us fucking all screwy today. Because I want to change it. You know, it's only 8:30. You know, I can't be this way all day. So I'm going to figure it out. Let's work on it. I'm sharing it. You know, like I've said, like people have told me, if you're worried about something or stressed out about something, say it out loud. Cuts the trouble in half. Here we go. November the 27th, the perils of the limelight. In the beginning, the press could not understand our refusal of all personal publicity. In the beginning, the press could not understand our refusal of all personal publicity. They were genuinely baffled by our insistence upon anonymity. Then they got the point. Here was something rare in the world, a society which said it wished to publicize its principles and its work, but not its individual members. The press was delighted with the attitude. Ever since, these friends have reported AA with an enthusiasm with which the most ardent members would find hard to match. It is essential for my personal survival and that of fellowship that I not use AA to put myself in the limelight. The anonymity is a way for me to work on my humility, since the pride is one of my most dangerous shortcomings. Practicing humility is one of the best ways to overcome it. The Fellowship of AA gains worldwide recognition by its various methods of publicizing its principles and its works, not by its individual members advertising themselves. The attraction created by my changing attitudes and my altruism contributes much more to the welfare of AA than self-promotion. Oh, yeah. It's very true. You know, the fact that I do this podcast and talk about AA is really not good. Not good. I don't want to come off like I'm teaching AA, but AA didn't create our problem. Alcohol didn't create our problem. It's just something we have. That desire between self-centered fear and humility. What I'm not getting, and basically exposing myself for the person that I am. Frightened, full of fear, whatever it is. It just happens that if this is unattended, uncontrolled, that drinking may end up being the thing that we return to. But same with overeating, or same with drugs, or same with money, or same with women and men, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, yesterday I had the privilege of cooking. Privilege of cooking turkey and mashed potatoes. And I love it. I love to cook. I mean, I love to cook a few things, but it reminds me that, you know, like I had to make these mashed potatoes and I used this, I don't even know if anybody has the, I forget what it's even called, but it's basically just this pressure cooker. You know, I peel the potatoes and then I cut everything up and I put them inside the thing and then I lock the lid and it cooks under pressure. But it has like this release valve. And I'm sure this thing, you know, it's not like when I was a kid and my mom would cook something on the pressure with the pressure cooker and it'd be like just on the verge of exploding. And sometimes you'd see a lot of the times, not a lot, but every once in a while the lid would blow off and pop a hole through the ceiling and, you know, freak everybody out. I'm sure there was moments where it did more damage than just a hole in the ceiling, but, you know, the point is that unattended and that shit will blow. And that's kind of like my life. And on top of the pressure cooker, there's this little valve. And, you know, you turn it one way and while it's cooking and it's, you know, not letting any of the pressure out. And then when you're done, you turn the little knob. I don't know what it is. Just this little weighted thing that sits on top of a little valve or whatever. And you turn it and all the steam comes out. And once it's done, you can open the lid and proceed to make the mashed potatoes. But that's like, you know, that's what I'm avoiding. That release of pressure. I don't want it to blow. And that's what ends up happening is if I don't release that pressure through meetings and sharing and talking and that it blows. And then and when it blows, it usually ends up looking like me drinking or me doing something. Talking about stuff, reading about things, sharing my story manages that pressure. But some days I had a fine day. Nothing was wrong. We had a wonderful day. Small group. It was my in-laws. It was six of us. Seven. Six. Six or seven, I don't know. But so we had a nice, wonderful dinner. We were home early. We watched football. I mean, maybe the Dallas Cowboy game is what's got me fucking annoyed. But I don't think so. I've learned to let that go by now. Got up this morning, not a care in the world. And then my wife reminded me that I needed to be at the salon by 9 because I had to meet my mother-in-law, because I had to give her something, and then I started getting a bit frustrated. And then it showed up. Now I'm being inconvenienced in the slightest way. And part of the problem I think that with this morning is I didn't really have a plan for today. Sometimes when I'm just like nonchalantly just kind of bebopping through life without a plan, and then a plan shows up, sometimes it gets me a little nutty. If I had a plan, oh, no problem, I'll be there, you know, then maybe it wouldn't allow for such chaos, I guess, but I didn't really even have a plan this morning for the day. Just going to kind of, I know I had to work at 10. I don't know. This is a tough time of the year for me. I've shared a little bit. You know, I bashed a few people the other day. I mean, not only do I stress out, but I lose my mind. And it's, you know, I'm becoming very super aware, very picky, really pointing out weird shit. You know, the outlets is annoying me this morning. That really shouldn't bother me today, but it's just, and I guess probably the pandemic, right? It's wearing on us. The good thing is a drink does not pop up as a solution for me anymore. Thank God. Luckily, buying stuff doesn't really pop up as a solution for me. Thank God. Well, my last little thing that I do when it that pops up is just I become a little bit of an asshole. And I got to work on it. God, I wonder what I look like when all this work is done. You know, when Matt was, before Matt passed away, I would go over and, you know, I remember early in my sobriety and I would, you know, why don't you come over? Well, maybe we'll read one of the steps. I'm like, all right. I'd go over and he'd just be sitting there saying nothing. And the insecure, self-centered fear guy, I don't handle that. I don't handle quiet. If you sat down next to somebody or across from somebody and he said nothing or they said nothing and you're like, okay, so how's it going? You know, I can't be comfortable with the peace and quiet. So I immediately have to start talking because I feel like now I'm responsible for this chore. But one day, you know, at the end, before Matt passed, I would go over and we would just sit sometimes and say nothing. I mean, we would say stuff, but, you know, just a lot of silence. And just kind of being comfortable with it. It's very strange. It's weird when you talk to somebody that's not comfortable with silence. Ooh. You know, I worry, what's my end goal with this? What's the end game? What's what I set on a fucking rock in a field with my legs crossed, unaffected by what's going on in life, unaffected by worldly possessions. I just float and hover in a robe. I don't know. I don't want that either. You know? I still want to have fun. I still want to cut up. And I don't know. You know, this podcast is, like I said, just for me to share and just get my thoughts out. If you know, if you're struggling with addiction or alcohol or whatever it is, and you know, find a 12-step program. Absolutely. Turn this podcast off. Go find a 12-step program. Put your hand out. Shake hands with somebody. Introduce yourself. Become part of a group. Get a temporary sponsor. Get a sponsor. Read the steps. And begin a wonderful journey. You know, don't look to me for sobriety. But if you've been sober or you're working on it and you like have days where you're stressed out, you should know what to do, right? The point of this podcast is just to know that you're not alone. If you're 5, 6, 7 years sober and feeling crazier than hell, we've all been there and we're all there. We're crazier than hell. But I would hope by now you'd learn some tools, right? Some things to do to try to soften the day. Doing mini inventories, checking out. I mean, I do 4 steps on everything. There's a beautiful tree outside. I'm mad at it. Why? I wish it was in my yard. That's cool. Just as long as you don't understand why you're mad at the tree. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Hope everyone's having a great day. Is anybody struggling today? Serenity prayer, maybe. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. What things can I not change? People, places, and things. I can't change any of those. I can't change people, I can't change places, and I can't change things. I can decide if I want to remove myself from them. You know, me being upset at the people at the outlets, like, I can't change them. I can only change why I'm upset at them. And I might not even be able to change that. But as long as I understand what it is, and it's me, not them. You know, after we finished work, I told my son Sam, I said, maybe we'll go hit some golf balls. Somebody be driving by. I can't believe these assholes out there fucking hitting golf balls. Don't they know we're under a pandemic? So, listen, I mean, I'm easily able to point my finger. What is it? Well, if you have one finger pointing, there's three or four more pointing back at you. And that's very true. You know, I'm no angel. Pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles. So I'm relinquishing my stress. I'm letting it go. Dear God, I'm turning this over to you. My shoulders aren't big enough. You handle it. And if I tell you right now, when I just said that, like a little relief just passed over my heart. As weird as that is. Dear God, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning it over to you. Dear God, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning it over to you. Say it enough and you'll start believing it. And it's true. My shoulders are not big enough to carry all the stress and anxiety that this little fucking brain can whip up. I'm turning it over. Oh, man. I hope everyone has a great day. I'm just going to play the rest of this song and move on and see what's going on. This is an amazing concert. It's an Eddie Vedder Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles. I don't even know the year. Many years ago. And he's singing with this guy. So it is, let me see. The guy is Nirat Fatah. Nusrat Fatah, Ali Khan with Eddie Vedder. And this guy, it's not as much in this song, but if you can find this, it's called Eddie Vedder Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, 03/29/1998. And it's just really cool. And it's four songs. The set list it starts off with Trouble, which we're hearing, Dead Man, Long Road, and then The Face of Love. And it's really cool, especially if you like that Indian-style music. They're basically just playing, and the guy is an Indian vocalist, I guess. I don't even know what the hell you would call him. But that's what this is from. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Disguise, oh, hanging on me.
so shocking to see. Too shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble, please be kind. I don't wanna fight, and I haven't got a lot of time.
Have a great day.